Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now in Masechet Tmura Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the middle of Mishnah Gimel of this, the third parak. Hamafrish nekeva le'asham. Tirad shetistaev timacher yavia bedameha asham. So if somebody sets aside in the keva for an asham, remember an asham can only be zachar, then you have to let it graze, get a mum, sell it, and use the money to buy a proper asham. If you already brought a substitute asham and offered it up, then yirachi yistaev, and then what do you do with the money? Yipu damav linedava. Rabbi Shimon Omer timacher shalom, he disagrees with the whole piece. He says, if you mafrish nekeval asham, it's no kedusha whatsoever. It's like bet kabayit, and you sell it, doesn't need a mum. It does have kedusha, but kedusha bet kabayit. Now, lama liti yistaev, so our question really is, why Tanakama disagrees? Timacher. In other words, since it's in a keva, that's its mum. We have this migo, that since kedushat domim does work, it then turns into kedushat aguf, and then it's got to get a mum before you could sell it. So amarava zotomer, tikdish zachal damav, if you're makdish a male, like a ram, for damim, meaning to use its money to buy, bring a korban, kadosh kedushat aguf, it has kedushat aguf. Okay, now, itmar, ikdish zachal damav, avkana mar kadosh kedushat aguf, rav amar eno kadosh kedushat aguf, v'hadabei rav, l'chrav kana, midi rav Yehuda marav, since rav said that it doesn't have kedushat aguf, later on he heard rav's ruling, he backed off and agreed to rav kahana. Okay, v'shem anomar timachar shalob mum, v'ochiv avin l'rav Yochanan, migo denach t'le kedushat am, teichu v'enam kedushat aguf. So now we turn backwards and say, so we've originally started by asking why Tanakama disagrees with the v'shem. And when you came up with the Migo, now turn it around and say, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon like the Migo? Rabbi Shimon Latame, Damar Komidid Lo Chazile, Le Gufe, Lo Nachtale Kedushat Aguf. Rabbi Shimon's approach is, as long as the thing is not fit for that purpose, Kedushat Aguf can't fall on it. How do we know? The Tanya. Asham Ben Shana, Vivio Ben Shtayim, if you have an Asham that has to be a yearling, like a Metzorah, instead you brought an Asham Ben Shtayim, or Ben Shtayim, like an Asham Gzelot, that's supposed to be a two-year-old, Vevio Ben Shanah, and you brought a year-old, Ksheira, V'lo Alu L'Avalim Shem Chova, offer it up, it's a kosher Asham, but it doesn't count, you still got to bring another one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Atzman Einan Kadoshim, they're not kadosh at all, because it's not fit. And so you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that if the animal is not fit for the purpose that you were makdish it, the kadosh didn't work at all. Rabbi Mechuzah's Mandalo Chazi, but wait a second. We know that Rabbi Shimon holds that Mechuser Zman is Kadosh. In what context? In the context of Shchutei Chutz. Rabbi Shimon says that if you take an animal that's only 4 days old, that you're Makdish and you shecht it outside, you're Chayiv Karet for Shchutei Chutz, even though it's not Ra'ui for the Mizbeach yet. Rabbi Shimon Tadosh, the answer is Shani Mechuser Zman, the Chaz of the Machar, because there, a day or two or three later, it'll be Ra'ui. So Yachi Hashem Ben Shtayim of Yovin Shana. So if you have an Hasham that's supposed to be a two-year-old and you bring a one-year-old, it's also just Mechuser Zman. Hachazi the Shana, a year later it'll be fit. So therefore you should have Kedusha. So that doesn't work. Alahainu time of Rav Shimon Mechuser Zman. Why does Rav Shimon say Mechuser Zman in Shchutei Chutz works? Do you only flame a Bechor? Because he learns it from a Bechor. And we have this in the context of Maaser Behemah, as we'll see, Kedetan, Rishon Ben Yehuda, Omer Rishon Rabbi Shimon, Mechuser Zman Nichlas Ladir Litaser, you could put an animal that's 4 days old into the deer and count it. Vareu B'Kebuchor, just like a Bechor. Ma Bechor Kodosh Lifnei Zman Rokar V'lachar Zman, a Bechor is Kodosh as it's born, but you can only bring it a week later. Mechuser Zman Kodosh Lifnei Zman Rokar V'lachar Zman. So that is a unique halacha about Mechuser Zman when it's a few days old. But when you take an Asham that's supposed to be a two-year-old and you are Makdish a one-year-old or vice versa, it doesn't fit. So we see Rabbi Shimon's position works very well, and that's why he says in this case, when you're Mafrish and Nekeva la Asham, it doesn't work at all. There's no Kedusha. Talk about Makdish Nekeva la Olato. Right? So you're Mafrish Nekeva for an Ola. Ula Pischo la Shama, Ola for Pesach or for an Asham. Three Korbanot of which all could only be Zachar. Oset Murat. So that can generate a tmura. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo olato set tmura le pischo la shemo eno set tmura. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says only if you're mafrish in the keva for an ola can it generate tmura. But if you make Nekeva for Pesach Rasham, it's nothing. Eno set tmura. She'en lachadavar, set tmura ela haro at least ta'ev. The only things that can make tmura are things that are at least kadosh enough that they have to graze to get a mum to redeem them. And so he would say that if you're mafrish nekeva for Pesach Rasham, you just redeem them without a mum. Okay, I'm a Rebbe, ain't any roi dvar shobi shobim Pesach. So Rebbe, and we've seen this style of Rebbe already several times in this Masechet, I do not subscribe to what Reb Shimon said about Pesach. Why? Hu'ilu mota Pesach kareiv shlamim. Since after all, surplus of Pesach becomes shlamim. A Pesach after Pesach becomes a shlamim. And a shlamim could be female. So therefore, a female Pesach is not totally out. Why doesn't he say the same thing about Asham? Hu'ilu mota Asham kareiv ola. After all, the surplus of an Asham becomes an Ola, and after all, an Ola, Rabbi Shimon said, is okay because Ola Ta'of is female. Could be female. The answer is Rabbi Savalak Rabbanan, to Amri Motrot Lenidvat Siburazli. Remember, Rabbanan's position against Rabbi Eliezer is that surplus monies of an Asham don't go to a private Ola, but they go to Nidvat Sibur. Right? Ve'ein ham, t'mor but Sibur. And there's no t'mor in that. And so therefore, an Asham is totally off the radar. The only one that Rebbe includes now is Pesach. So we have three opinions. We have Rabbanan. Any of these that you make into a hekdesh, in the keva for any of these three, t'mor would work. Rabbi Shimon says only Olah, and Rebbe says also Pesach. Alright. We think that the reason Rabbi Shimon distinguishes and says Ola works because there is such a thing as a female Ola, Ola Ta'of. You don't have that for Asham or Pesach. If that's the case, then the Kohen Gadol, Shifrish Parala Paro. Let's say that a Kohen Gadol who has his own personal Par Yom HaKippurim, he's not Korban Sibur, and he's Mafrish a cow instead of a bull. Tikdush, it should be kadosh. Why? Da'ika parat chatat. After all, we do have a parat duma, the tekdesh, and therefore, since there is a female of this species that is hekdesh, this para should be kadosh for the par. Of course, you can't offer it, but it would have kedusha domim to be redeemed, and you need a mum. The answer is kochem erakavai. To part chatat is not kochem izbech. Kochem erakavai. Kochem erakavai. Lo avdi t'mor. There's no t'mor there. So just like we had with the tzibur, since the end result piece that we're banking on doesn't make a t'mor, there's no t'mor here. All right, let's keep hacking away. Yachid shifrish sa'ir l'sirato. Let's say an individual who's chayv chatat and he set aside a male goat. Remember, it has to be a female. Tikdush, ikaseir nasi, because after all, a nasi, we have to bring a seir. Inami, flip it. Nasi, shifri, sirah, le sirom. Let's say a nasi designated a female goat for his korban. Tikdush, da, yachid, mafri, sirah. The same question turned inside out. The answer is, hani, tre, gufininu. A yachid and a nasi are two separate beings. You're either a citizen or you're a nasi. You can't be overlapped. And therefore, you, unlike an individual who could bring an ola, he could also bring a la ta'of. Same person could bring. Alright, so now let's tweak this. Chat'u al shalonit manu. Let's say a person was Mechal Shabbos, and a week later he became Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, and a week later he became Nasi. Ki mafris se'ir l'sirato, if he, by mistake, was mafris se'ir, tikdush, it should work. Da'ilu chata ashta, because after all, if he had been Mechal Shabbat now after he was a Nasi, prior to his se'ir, he'd have to bring a se'ir. But the answer is halo chata loy chayiv b'sayir, but he didn't sin, so he was not chayiv b'sayir. So yachi achanami alav olata of kamaiti. So go back to our original premise, where the original argument, which is to say that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you're mafrish in the keva for an ola, it works because an olata of could be female, but you didn't bring an olata of, just like here, you didn't sin as a nasi. The answer is Rabbi Shimon sabalak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What's Rabbi Azariah's position at the very end of Menachot? Remember, at the end, last parak, it said, Harei alai zahav, Harei alai nechoshet, what do you have to bring? If you say, Harei alai olai avikeves, Rabbi Azariah, mer otor ben yona. Meaning the default of an ola is a bird. And therefore, an ola is kind of essentially a genderless piece, meaning it could be zahar and a keva. And as a result of that, an ola sort of has built into it that possibility of a nekeva. That's certainly not the case with the sa'ir and the si'ira, which are different. Okay, tanatam. Krishna chasav. We've seen this as Mishnah and Shkalim several times. If a person's makdish everything they own, vayaben be maru yalikabe mizbeach, and there are animals that are fit for the mizbeach, the tmimim. Zecharim unekevot, males and females. Now the machloket. Eliezer Omer, Zecharim rachlut tzorche olot. So sell the Zecharim to people who need olot. Unekevot yimachlut tzorche shlamim. And nekevot are sold to people who need to bring shlamim. In other words, the notion is that the fellow is makdish and he intended everything to be like an olah. You can't bring in a kevah as an olah, so you sell it to people who need shlamim. And then the money that you get from those animals goes with everything, all the other property to Bet HaKabayit. Rav Yeshua Omer, no, Zecharim Atzman Yikavru Olot. Rav Yeshua takes the position that I just mentioned, is that really you intended Olot, so therefore the Zecharim themselves are Olot. What do? You sell the Nekevot to people who need Shlamim, and take the money and use that money for Olot. All the rest of the property goes to Bet HaKabayit. Now, that's the Mishnah. So let's examine this. Rav Yeshua said you actually bring the Zecharim as Olot. How could you then bring the females as Shlamim? Meaning, how could the guys who buy and bring a Shlamim? Meaning, since the guy was makdish everything he owned, and we're now reading, or Rav Yeshua is reading, that he meant for all the animals to be Olot, the males could be brought, the females can't be brought, so they are dechuyim. So those animals should never be brought on the Mizbeach, not even by the guy who buys them. There's another version of this question. You're makdish kedushat aguf. Then therefore the nekevot should be like a guy saying, I'm being makdish all these animals for olot, half of them are females, they should graze. Amalei, the answer is Rav Yeshua Sabala Kirby Shimon, Makomidir Lochazil Gufe, Lonachto Kedushat Aguf. Rav Yeshua, who we just seen, says if the thing is not fit for that purpose, there's no Kedushat Aguf. Then Rav Yeshua Omer, Timachesh, Lobamum, in our Mishnah, that's what he says. Alright? So therefore, Mir and Tam and Rav Yeshua came to Lochazil Kibalashim, Lonachto Kedushat Aguf. So therefore, in the same way, when the guy said, I'm Makdish everything I own, and he intended it for Olot, since the kivot couldn't be olot, no kedusha fell on them whatsoever, and therefore they're sold, and the money is used for olot. And you don't have to wait for a mum. Emor dam Rabbi Shimon gabe, and they can be used as shlamim. Emor Rabbi Shimon gabe nekeval asham. Wait a second, Rabbi Shimon only said that about nekeval asham, deleik hashem asham alimo, because the mother, after all, is not called an asham. Rabbi Shimon, after all, agrees that if you call a nekeva an olah, then it works, which means when you said all of my things are an olah and some of them are nekevot, they should actually be considered that way and need grazing. Right? Rabbi Shimon said explicitly that if you're mafrish and nekeva la olah, it'll make a tmura. So Rabbi Shua Sabal Akirah Tarad Rabbi Shimon. The answer is there's two versions of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shua holds like the other one. Rabbi Shimon Yehudom, Rabbi Shimon Afloton, El Setzpura. And the above mentioned Breita that we dealt with when Rabbi Shimon said that only Olah can make a Tmura, but Pesach and Hashem not. In this version, he said none of them do, which means in the Kibala Olah doesn't work either. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon would also say that with your Makdish, everything you own, all the animals that are males go as an Olah. All the animals are females, had no Kedushat Aguf whatsoever, and they're sold like Bet HaKabayit. They don't need a Mum, and then you can use them to bring an Olah. Okay, we'll pause this point. We'll do the final podcast of this Perek, ending Mishnah Gimel and going through Mishnah Daled and through the rest of the Perek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.